head high.
Is that real?
Yes, ma'am. Woo. Corey DeAngelis, everybody.
Yay.
I just expect that same energy from Corey here on the Annie Fry Show, and I know that we are about to get it. Corey DeAngelis is a senior fellow at the American Culture Project. Corey, I don't even know if you need to say anything. That kind of just says it all. Is that the NEA president? She's
nuts.
That's
it. That's Becky Pringle. She's also an at-large member of the Democratic National Committee. They're actually sitting at the table making these decisions to the same political party that they give all their campaign contributions to. It's a money laundering operation. And Becky Pringle, you're right. She just provided free advertising for school choice and homeschooling. I don't have to say a single word. You just share their own crazy, unhinged rants. I mean, this one right here was at their leadership summit. So you have the inmates running the asylum. You look at that, and I mean, they don't care about education. It's become more of almost a cult-like presentation at their conventions. And I also shared their resolutions, which are actually, if you could believe it, even crazier than that soundbite.
So, okay, we're speaking with Corey DeAngelis. You fought very, very diligently and had much success trying to push school choice out there for American people like me to be able to utilize. And I look forward to the day someday that Illinois implements something full and total so that my kids who do go to parochial schools can benefit from my tax dollars that I do pay. The NEA, which is the National Education Association, now it's the Education Association, so I would assume that their investment should be on the betterment of education for our children, for our students. What is the NEA, like, what is their charter? What do they say that they're for? And then you can maybe correct what they actually do.
Yeah, they're supposed to be representing teachers and improving education. Their argument that you heard on repeat from their teacher of the year that spoke at their convention last week is that if a policy supports teachers and employees in the government school system, then automatically that's going to be good for kids. That's obviously absurd at face value. If you pay someone more and make them work less and not have to show up work, you can make the argument that that benefits teachers, but that in no way benefits kids. You could, have a policy where you don't pay better teachers more, and you could pay everybody a higher rate regardless of how well they do. That could be good for all teachers on average, but that's not necessarily good for the kids who are trying to get a better education. So they're supposed to be an education organization, but they're a political activist group. 99% of their campaign contributions go to Democrats every cycle. It's a money laundering operation. Wash, rinse, repeat. We've seen this for the past three decades at least. We have the data. And now we know Becky Pringle's at the Democrat National Committee. Randy Weingarten left, and it only became a big story after she left, and after being there for, 23 years, and nobody had reported on this before. And now the New York Times is acting like everybody knew this when actually we didn't. But these resolutions have nothing to do with education at all. And you look at some of them, they're just beyond parody. One of the big ones that I highlighted on X, and by the way, these aren't public information. They were leaked to me from an NEA member on the ground at the convention.
I love it.
They took pictures of them. I guess they have a couple conservatives that go every year, and they sent it to me. And they used to be public. In 2019, they had a resolution that they actually defeated at the NEA convention to rededicate itself to be about educating kids and doing a good job for students. They killed that resolution. So it made it so obvious in 2019 that, no, we're not going to be we're here for just give us more money. Let's do less work and let's inject our politics into the classroom. And we've seen that with the resolutions this year. They started making them private in 2021, the same year that they dedicated hundreds of thousands of dollars to do opposition research on people who didn't like CRT. So maybe they've done some of that opposition research on me. Who knows? But they closed it off after that. And it's been years. Now we get some leaked to the public. And they have one that they basically passed a resolution to commit to spending thousands of dollars to classify Trump as a fascist. And get this, they spelt fascism wrong in the resolution.
Gosh.
Fascism, F-A-C-I-S-M, whatever the heck that is. And so, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You just can't make this stuff up. And they had another one to support birthright citizenship, the whole idea of anchor babies. They had another one to declare Trump as authoritarian. They had another one. I don't even know how they twisted their logic to do this one. They said that any move to abolish the Department of Education, which is actually a good idea, they said that they're going to call that racist. How do you even put two and two together and say that abolishing a department that has systemically hurt minority kids more than anybody else? They haven't done anything to close achievement gaps. It's only thrown more money at the problem. It's subverted local control. It's taken away the rights of parents. And so if anything, keeping that department around would be more racist than getting rid of it. We should send that money back to the states. We'll have more money in the classroom and the kids will get a better education. But it just goes to show you everything they don't like is either fascist or fascist, however they want to spell it, or racist. They have zero logic. They're just a political arm of the Democrat Party. And now the jig is up. We have this information. It's out in the public. It's circulating. And people are like, why in the heck are we funding these institutions? This union has a federal charter. It's had one for over 100 years.
What do you mean? What do you mean it has a federal charter? Explain
exactly,
what that means.
Exactly. It has the backing of Congress that passed in 1909. The federal, they get special privileges from the federal government. And it's the only union that has this. Why aren't the other unions say, hey, what about me? You shouldn't get special carve outs. But they have strayed from their supposed mission so far away. They're not about representing the teachers. They are about opposing Trump at every step of the way. They had multiple resolutions just against him. And it read like a declaration of war on the Trump administration more than anything to do with education. And teachers, you know what? There's a lot of teachers who are conservatives who are not on board with this.
Amen to that.
You know what? No matter what state you're in, even in Illinois, you can opt out of the union now, because we had a Supreme Court case in 2018 that a lot of people don't realize. You don't have to fund these control freaks in the teachers' unions, and you can still remain employed. You can still have liability insurance that you can purchase from places like the American Association of Educators, a lot less than the union dues you're paying now. And so if you're a conservative, this is a call to action, or independents, or even rational Democrats. If you don't like this lady screaming on stage, Becky Pringle, or if you don't like their resolutions to basically call for open borders and to attack our president, you can opt out and they can't do anything about it. You can still benefit from the collective bargaining, and you can pay for the insurance for liability purposes through the American Association of Educators. So that's another way to beat the union at their own game. You can defund them, not just with school choice, but the teachers can fight back too.
We're speaking with Corey DeAngelis, senior fellow at the American Culture Project. You can follow him at DeAngelis Corey on X to see all of this that he is talking about, these resolutions. Like, you've got the screenshots from them, I presume the ones that were sent to you. New business item 60, adopted. NEA pledges to defend democracy against Trump's embrace of fascism by using the term fascism. It's not spelled right. In NEA materials to correctly characterize Donald Trump's program and actions. I mean, that's outrageous. Like, forgive my my ignorance here. Does the NEA get tax dollars?
Indirectly. I mean, all their
how's
government
that work?
School system, the government school system is funded through tax dollars. And the teachers, if they think that they have to send their money to the NEA each year by enrolling in the union, which it had been that way for so long, I think a lot of the teachers don't know that they can opt out.
Right.
The union's basically getting tax dollars indirectly, and they're using it to lobby against you. This is why even FDR, a progressive, was against public sector unions. It's the tax dollars being used against taxpayers, and a lot of the time, because they have so much political clout, they put into office the same people that they're bargaining with on the other side of the table. So it's a one-sided negotiation. They're both on the same side. And you see this in Chicago. You live in Illinois.
Yep.
In Chicago, Mayor Johnson was a CTU union organizer before he became mayor. He was drug across the finish line. They were his main campaign contributor, gave him millions of dollars, and still he only won by like 3 points against a de facto Republican, Paul Vallis, in deep blue Chicago. That just goes to show you how unfavorable of an opinion people have of the Chicago Teachers Union. They have 50 schools in Chicago with 0% math and reading proficiency rates. No kids, not a single kid proficient in math or reading in 50 Chicago public schools, despite them spending about $30,000 per student per year. And I just got to say, there's another business item that they passed at this annual convention saying that they support students, quote unquote, dissenting and organizing against Trump's policies. They also said they support students organizing, quote, against ICE raids and deportations, even though the majority of the American public supports Trump's plan for deportations. And they tried to, you know, kind of frame this as being pro free speech for students. But you notice they only said that they're for allowing the students to dissent against to fight against Trump's policies. They didn't say we support the right of students' free speech and supporting and or opposing Trump's policies. Sure. That's a totally different resolution. So, and they even went further. There was a Supreme Court case that just passed. That was a good one.
Yes.
Like a month ago. It was the Mahmoud v. Taylor decision out of Maryland. They used to have a policy that parents could opt out of gender ideology. Then they changed that a couple years ago. Parents were pissed because they didn't want their kids to be subjected to this ideology. They wanted the schools to focus on the basics. We won. The parents won. Now parents can opt out of gender ideology nationwide. Well, guess what the union did? They passed a policy to basically move the goalpost to train teachers to get around the Supreme Court decision to still inflict their views upon young, impressionable minds. And they're even dedicating money to hold, quote, speak up, speak out LGBTQ plus conferences. So they are trying to subvert the will of parents. They think they own your kids. And
they say it. They're right out there with it. They're not hiding that fact.
They say it. And if you look at their Teacher of the Year this year that also spoke during their convention on the 4th of July of all days, their Teacher of the Year is from Pennsylvania. Her name is Ashley Crosson. And she said in her speech that her job is, quote unquote, deeply political and always had been. And she's bragging about that. And this is the person that they pick as their Teacher of the Year, more like Indoctrinator of the Year. There are great teachers, don't get me wrong, but the NEA is going to select the one that is aligned with their radical left agenda. They're definitely not going to pick a conservative. And guess what? They admitted it on stage for the world to see that they see their job as a political act.
Yeah. When they tell you who they are, be sure to listen. And Corey, you are making sure that people do hear it, especially with this. I'm so glad you had people in that NEA convention who are like, I think Corey would like to see this.
Yeah, probably a couple of them. There were 7,000 people at the convention, apparently. And I think they have like a conservative caucus of like a couple dozen people.
Well, it only takes one.
Hey, you only need one.
That's right. Corey, we appreciate you. There's only one of you out there working this hard as an evangelist for school choice. I'm grateful for it. I know a lot of our listeners are as well. Thanks for being with us here today.
Thanks, Annie. Good talking to you.
Good to talk to you as well. Corey DeAngelis, senior fellow with the American Culture Project, federationforchildren.org. Go check out that website and see how you can support him in his book, The Parent Revolution, Rescuing Your Kids from the Radicals Ruining Our Schools. I got a couple other clips I got to play for you when we come back. You just won't believe what they're saying out loud, boldly, very boldly, when it comes to how they treat your children. Quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.